Maseches Chulin has been dedicated in honor of Leslie Westreich, Elazar Meir ben Harav Yehoshua, a great chavrusa and friend. The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
In this shir, what I'd like to do is discuss another one of the fundamentals of Hilchos Treifos, and this is the inyan of Safek Treifos, which besides for the Treifos, the definition, the underlying idea behind which problems of an animal render it a Treifa, and which are just considered a animal of Mesukenes, as we discussed in the previous shurim, there's an issue where there are certain types of traumas that an animal could undergo, which would render it a treif. And sometimes we see something happen to the animal, but we don't know if the damage that was incurred by an animal would render a treif. And we find sometimes we're machmir and sometimes we're mekel. Certain sugis we see where there are problems with an animal, we say that we go with an assumption that roiv behem is enim treifus, we assume that the animal is not treifa. And certain times where there's a problem, where we don't know if the animal is treifa, but we see a reis of a fanenu, we see a situation where the animal might be, we have room to assume the animal might be a treifa, over there we will be machmir. And again, in such a type of inyan, well, what we're going to try to do is to define the underlying idea behind different halachas. Agav, it's quite negel lahalacha in Bizman HaZeh. There are certain cases of Safek Treifos, even though they're not discussed in the Gemara. There was some time ago, let's say, there was a controversy where one of the shechitas in Eretz Yisrael was taking chickens that were raised on a certain kibbutz, and when they went to check out the situation on that kibbutz, they found after a while of having used those chickens that when the chickens were loaded onto the truck for shipment to the Beis HaShechita, the chickens were loaded with a conveyor belt where the chickens were put onto the conveyor belt and the conveyor belt put them onto the truck, but at the end of the conveyor belt, the chickens fell off, they were tied up, so they fell off the conveyor belt onto the floor of the truck, and right away there was an alarm sounded that maybe this was a case of Nisras Kuei Varel. When an animal falls, in certain cases, if an animal takes a steep fall, so over there we have to be choishish unless we see that it walks properly. We have to be choishish that nisras kuei varel, which is one of the treifos that we discussed in the Mishnah on Daf Mem Beis. And again, the question is, what type of fall? When we see befaneinu, obviously, if we see a chicken fall off a 2-inch rock, we don't say that there's a chashash from nisras kuei varel. When an animal takes a steep climb, then yeah. So the question is exactly when we consider something to be a reis of a fanenu, that then we have to check internally to make sure that all the organs of the animal, of the chicken in that case, are intact, and when not. Another case which comes up is today, from time to time, there are problems with the shechitas. Most of the cows that are raised bizman hazeh for dairy purposes are given some type of hormonal treatment, either in order to make them give more milk, etc. By the animals that give milk, there's a problem that very often the hormones render the animals a treif. It seems that it's worth it for the dairies to lose the animals. The animals should die quicker because their treif is, even though the animals will die quicker, they're going to get more milk from the animals. But for us that follow halacha, there's a serious problem because cholov treifa has din of yoytzim and a treif has din of us. Eggs and milk that come from a treif are also to eat. So there's a question over there exactly when we assume that there is a treif. When do we say that there's a chshash of a treif? And what type of arayis of a fanenu, what type of traumatic situation that the animal undergoes which might render it a treif, will take away its chazaka of the roiv behem is enim treifus, and which type of situations will be mechayev us to check? How will you check the animals? Today it's not, maybe not so hard. You have ultrasound machines, you can check whether there's a rip in the, one of the intestines of the animal and so on and so forth. But as far as the, underlying idea, I'd like to discuss the Tosfos and Daf Mem Gimel. Tosfos and Daf Mem Gimel talks about, the Gemara says over there, by Yoshev Lokoitz Bevoishet, in the Voishet, in the pipe, in the neck of the animal, there was a koitz. When the animal was opened up, the Shoichet, or the Boidik, found a koitz, a thorn, which obviously the animal ate something, and the thorn was not broken up, and it poked its way into the food pipe of the animal. The question is, if it actually made a nekuva, if it made a hole in the wall, or it was just sitting, it was just yosha lokoitz bevoisha. And the Gemara discusses, Rashi and Tosfos discuss, do we see some blood there, do we not see blood there, when are we choshed, when are we not choshed, and it seems that the halacha is, the way Tosfos learns the Gemara in Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, it would seem that in many cases, even if we don't know for sure that it's a treva, but since we see a sign of trouble, we see this koitz bevoishet, so the halacha is that we assume the animal's treva until we can prove otherwise. Tosfos brings as an example, the same idea would be true, the Gemara in Daf Nun Gimel, where the Gemara discusses Barichus, the Suffolk Drusa, that's the most common case of Suffolk. They didn't have conveyor belts or hormonal shots in those days. What they did have were animals that were part of a flock. The animals were being watched by a shepherd in the field. And some of the animals were attacked by a wolf or by another animal, by a lion. And the animals were pounced on. The animals are still alive. If they were eaten up, obviously, you're not going to check them. You have a sheep, let's say, that was attacked, a sheep, a lamb, whatever it is, that was attacked by a wolf, and you see signs of struggle on the back of the sheep. There are scratches there, and it's not clear if the claws of the wolf penetrated internally into the skin of the sheep, which would render it a drusa, as we discussed, when the claw penetrates inside, so it emits a certain poison or a certain decay of the, some say the meat underneath the fingernails of the animal go into, cause some type of blood poisoning in the internal organs of the sheep that was penetrated, and the halacha would be that is a trefa of drusa. And over there also, Suffolk Drusa is also. And the question is, means that you have an animal that shows signs that it was attacked. The question is, whether it became a Drusa, whether it became a Treif of Drusa, that is. And Tosfos asks the question, that if we're machmer by these cases, L'chor, it's connected to Klal and Mardaf Yud, which we've discussed in the Yeshurim and Chazokas in the first parak, where the Gemara says that when an animal was shechted, and we have a suffix, whether a rove of the simon was cut, or whether any other suffix that affects, that would call into question the kashrus of the maisa shchita itself, the halacha is nishchita atchel lo yedei mutra, the halacha is it has an avela. Why? Because an animal, b'chaye, was definitely not shechted. The status quo in Hilchus Chazaka of the animal is such that the animal is not shechted. So when you have a suffix, whether the shechita was chal, whether there was a kosher shechita, you have to go l'chumra, you have to assume that it was not shechted based on the status quo. However, if an animal was shechted already, and now the animal was opened up, and there's a suffix, the Gemara says, in dafyud of a treifa, the Gemara gives a case where after shechting the animal, the Sheikhit found that the Bnei Me'ayim, the intestines, when he took apart, when he was disassembling, the butcher was taking apart the animal, he found that there was a hole in the intestines that would render a treifa if it happened while the animal was alive. Now, the animal definitely happened while it was alive. The only one they think was a shaykh. It happens to be, in this case, the Gemara discusses that there was an animal that was poking around the remains of the animal that was shechted. And by the time the shaykh, the butcher, retrieved the body parts, he found this hole, and it's not clear whether the animal that took, the Gemara says over there, it was a zaid that was that grabbed with its teeth. It's not clear if the Zaid made a hole in the Bnei Me'ayim, or the hole in the Bnei Me'ayim would veer before while it was alive, in which case the animal would be rendered a treifa. When you have a suffix, the Gemara says, any suffix which is negeh of the treifas, since we generally assume that an animal is not a treifa, so if you have a suffix, you go l'kula, and you assume the animal is kosher. Why should the same not be true on a suffix through? So, Yashud l'kaitz b'vayshit, both of which we have no idea whether there was a treifa here or not. There is some type of reisa, there's a koitz, there's a thorn here, bevoishet, or there was an attack over here on the flat, and this animal was definitely jumped on by the wolf, but you really don't know if the animal was drusa, or if the animal was rendered a treifa because of nikuvas avoishet. So why should you not go lukula the same way the Gemara and Daf Yud? You go lukula even though there's a reisa of an enemy. You have a puncture in the bnei me'ayin. So Tosfos says that since when an animal is attacked by a wolf, generally the animal will be rendered a drusa, the animal will be rendered a treifa, or generally when there's a koitz in a vayish, it will make a treifa, even though it's not for sure. The halacha is, since it's shchia, you have to go lukula. Masha'en came. By Nikuvas HaMe'ayim, there's no reason to assume that an animal, a regular animal that looked healthy, had Me'ayim that were knuckled, that were punctured. So therefore, since the chances of Nikuvas Bnei Me'ayim are slim, therefore we go Lukula. It would seem from Tosfos that if it wasn't so Shkiach, if we wouldn't have a basic assumption that when there's a Koitz Bevoishet, the animals rendered a treifa. When there was an attack on the sheep by a wolf, we say that generally the animals are treifa. If it would be only a suffix, a shokel, if it would be only sometimes yes and sometimes not, then we would go lukula. Because there's a chazaka of the animal that b'chayel, it was not a treifa. Therefore, we would take that status quo further, we would say that we go lukula. The Rajba on Daf Yud argues, and the Rajba on Daf Yud says, that the only time we're mekel in a suffix treifa is only because over here the reason to be mekel is b'faneinu. Yes, you have a kuvas b'nei me'ayim, but you also have the wolf in front of you that ran off with the body part that sunk his teeth in. Since we see b'faneinu the reason for why there would be a hole in the b'nei me'ayim, over there we're mekel. Meaning to say, wherever we don't have a clear reason to assume otherwise, there we go l'chum. For instance, the Rajba says, we shechted an animal, and before we shechted the animal, we saw that the animal had a break in one of the bones, which would render it a treifa. It had a break, and it's not clear whether that break was, the bone was broken all the way, in a way that it would render it a treifa. Or we see that there's some type of problem internally. We could see from the outside before, while the animal was alive, then internally there was some type of problem. Where that problem might render the animal a treifa, over there if we have no way of clarifying that the animal was not a treifa b'chayel, we would aser. Even though this is l'chayel, this is a status quo on every animal that's not a treifa. The Rajba says that when you have a suffix, you have to go l'chumra. It's only over there by the wolf puncturing the Bnei Me'ayim, that over there, since we have in front of us, we have a kasha, we have a reisa, as it's called, we have a reisa of a hole in the Bnei Me'ayim, but we also have the yishu, we have the teretz to the kasha is b'tzidah, because over here we have that the wolf sunk his teeth into Bnei Me'ayim, over there we can go l'kula, but otherwise, when there is a suffix treifis, we have to go l'chumra. Now, it would seem that the Rajba, not it would seem, it's clear that the Rajba and Tosfos over there on Daf Yud argue, the Rishonim bring it as a machlokes Rishonim. What's interesting is that there's, in the same type of context, there's a machlokes, the Rajba and Tosfos that we discussed in one of the earlier shiurim, where the Rajba and Tosfos seem to go the other way, where the Rajba is Mekel and Tosfos is Machmen. This is the machlokes, the famous machlokes, which comes up, halacha ulamaisa, of Gvinois. An animal was shechted, and we, after checking internally the animal, we find that the animal is a treifa. Now, there's only one small problem. So fine, we're going to throw away the animal, and we're not going to eat it, we're going to sell it to a goy. That's okay. But we have that this animal for the last 2 years was giving milk, and we have cheeses. The farmer at home has 2 years worth of cheeses that were saved up, that were processed from the milk of this animal. How do we know when there's a treifa? Do we have to throw out all the cheese? Some of the cheese? None of the cheese? Could we assume that the treifa happened at the last possible second? Do we have to be chayish that the treifa happened all the way back when? In which case, we have to throw out all the cheese. What is the halach? So, the Rajba on Daf Yud Aleph is mekel, b'shem, Reb Shimshin bar Shimshin. He argues on Tosfos and Daf Yud Aleph. Tosfos and Daf Yud Aleph says, and this is brought down in Shulchan Aruch, in a few different places in Hilchos Treifis, and it's quite negel halacha. But again, animals that were found to have treifis, like moisel legabi the products, the eggs, or the an egg obviously by a chicken, or the milk of a cow, and it was found treifa. Tosfos and Daf Yud Aleph says that we cannot assume, based on the fact that we know that most animals are not treifas, we cannot give the animal a status quo that the treifa happened at the last possible moment. Why? Tosfos explains that the fact that b'chayeo, we could assume, how do we ever drink milk from a cow? Maybe it's a treifa. Teretz says we have a roif that animals are not treifas. That does not give the animal a status quo that it's not a treifa. Just means we have a roif that assumes that's not a treifa. But if we opened up the animal and we found now that it is a treifa, then this animal is not part of the roif, right? Because obviously at some point, the animal became a treifa. Once this animal is not part of the roif, he's not part of the statistical majority of animals that do not become a treifa, then we can't assume that that treifa didn't happen at any given point. It could have happened way back when, a year ago, when we started taking cheese from the milk of the animal. Therefore, all the cheese would be also. As I shared in Tosfos and Daf Yud Aleph, the Rashba, and that's the way Shulchan Aruch paskins in Siman Nun Aleph, the Rashba paskins v'chumra, the Rashba says that no, since b'chayeo, when we're looking at an animal, if we're standing and we're looking at this animal, we're milking it, we assume we see a kosher animal in front of us, then that status quo is machzik, the animal, as a kosher animal, until the last possible moment, and we assume the treifa happens the last possible second. So we see over here, in regard to a suffix treifa, the Rashba is mekel, Tosfos is machmer. But again, any reisa that happened in front of us, like a broken leg, or the poskim talk about where you shecht an animal and you open up, the Gemara Daf Yud talks about where you open up the neck of the animal and you see that the windpipe is out of place. It's nitka mimkoimo, it's dislodged from the proper connection between the throat and between the lungs. And we're not sure if that dislodging took place after the shechita, or maybe in the trauma of the death throes of the animal after the shechita was performed, or it was there b'chayeh, which shmuta zagageres would render it a treifa. Over there, to the Rashba says we go to Chumra. The Rashba learns out from there that any suffix, as we said, if it has a broken animal, or we see signs of injury, or signs of trauma in the animal, we go to Chumra. And Tosfos clearly says that unless it's a suffix drusa, where we assume that the animal, being that it was attacked, became a treifa, because that's the usual course of events, that if an animal is attacked by a wolf, that does become treifa. But in a regular case, we have a suffix hashokel, we have a suffix which is 50-50, or we have a suffix where it's not that common that it's a treifa. The halacha is that we go to kula. So who's the machmer and who's the mekel in suffix treifas? This more or less is the kasha of Reb Kiveiga. The answer seems to lie in a basic definition of the two shittas, in what the chazaka of treifas does for us. According to the Rashba, it seems to be that when we have a chazaka that an animal is not a treifa, what we're being machzik according to the Rashba is the physical mitzius of the animal as mitzvah. What do I mean to say? When we have an animal that's alive and we're a cow, we're milking the cow, we're drinking the milk. We have no idea what's doing inside of the cow, but lamaisa, since we have a roiv, so the Torah gives us a right to make a safe assumption that this animal is not a treifa. When we look at this animal, do we paskin on the animal that's not a treifa? No. We're not eating the animal now. There's no psak on the animal, but since we are assuming, as far as the milk is concerned, that the animal is not treifa, that assumption is safe, and even if the animal is rendered a treifa, when we open up the animal 2 years later and we shecht and we find the animal is a treifa, that basic, the way we saw the animal, lefi, the naked eye, a year ago, as not being a treifa, is assumed to be the status quo until the last possible second. But that's all because we looked at it and we saw a healthy animal. What happens if we look b'chayov, and b'chayeh of the animal, and we saw a not healthy animal? We saw a reisa. We saw the animal had a broken leg. We saw the animal had some type of injury. We saw there was some type of internal trauma that the animal had undergone, which might render it a treifa. Do we, looking at it, see a kosher animal? Not necessarily. What do we see? We see a suffix. If we see a suffix, there is no status quo of the animal, assuming that whatever problems it had only took place after the shechita. So on the one hand, the Rashba's Mako, when we saw a kosher animal b'chayeh, now only after the shechita, we opened it up and we found the treifus. So we assumed that the animal was kosher until the last possible second. That's the Rashba of the cheeses, of the gvinis that we discussed. On the other hand, when we saw the reis of b'chayeh, then we don't see, our naked eye, our vision does not give us the picture of a healthy animal. It gives us a picture of an animal that has a problem. In that case, the Rashba would be machmir. The Hagdorah, the definition of the Chazaka that we're dealing with according to Tosfos, seems to be somewhat different. When an animal is alive, even though we're drinking the milk, that's because we have a roiv that the milk is kosher. Do we have a psak halacha, definitive psak halacha on the animal? No, we're not checking the animal. The halacha of the animal is not negeh, we're discussing the milk. But as far as the animal is concerned, did we paskin on the animal as kosher? No. If that's the case, then as soon as the animal, if we shech the animal, we find the animal is a treifa, then we don't have a status quo. Tosfos holds that status quo is based on halacha. For instance, if a woman is an ashes ish, then we know she's not allowed to marry somebody mashuk. Therefore, until proven otherwise, let's say a get was given to her, and the kashrus of the get was called into question, the woman has a cheskes eishes ish because she had a din, an outstanding din of eishes ish at a certain point. That din remains with her until broken, until proven otherwise. The same is true of an animal. If an animal has a din that it's kosher, if there was a psak on an animal that it was kosher, then the animal is assumed kosher until proven otherwise. But an animal, while it's alive, doesn't have a psak din that it's kosher. We don't pass the animals while it's alive. We're not doing anything with the animal. We're drinking the milk. We're not eating the animal. So if there's no psak on the animal, then if we do find the treifa, then the kashrus of the cow, and by definition the milk, l'mafreya, is called into question. The milk doesn't have a chazaka, because at no point do we know that the milk was kosher. Maybe the milk of last year was kosher, but the milk of this year, we don't know if it's kosher. That's why Tosfos would be machmir in the case of gvinis. Masha'en came, when we're talking about an animal that had a problem with chayeh, we saw that an animal had a broken leg or it had some type of trauma that it underwent, and the animal was shechted. As soon as an animal shechted, it's chalon in a din that's mutter to eat. If that din is called into question, then we have a chazaka that says no, that status quo remains with it until proven otherwise. So therefore, the Tosfos, even if there's a questionable mitzius in front of us while it's alive, but once it was shechted and we gave it a din of a kosher animal, then even if we check it and we find a problem inside the animal, we're going to be mekel, unless we know for sure it's a treifa. Why? Because the din that it has al yedei the shechita is kosher. According to the Rashba, what we're machzik is not the din; it's the status, the physical status. According to Rashba, what we treat as status quo is the physical mitzius. A healthy cow has a physical mitzius of a kosher cow, and the cow with a problem, with a broken leg or with something other, with some other problem, is bifonenu a problem. If it's bifonenu a problem, then we don't have a chazaka. According to Tosfos, what meets the eye is not the issue. The chazaka is predicated on assuming the halachic status of the animal. That animal, while it's alive, has no halachic status. We're not dealing with the status of an animal. If it's shechted, and now we open it up, we find the treifa, we don't know when it happened, we have no halachic status of status quo to fall back on. Therefore, the animal's treif. Therefore, the animal's treif. Masha'en came. When we have an animal that was shechted, and we, as far as we see, as far as meets the eye, we see a kosher shechita. If we see a kosher shechita, we see that the animal is kosher. If then we find the problem with one of the internal organs while checking, we don't assume that the animal is treifa. Why? Because as soon as we checked it and we pronounced on it kosher, we keep that status until proven otherwise. This is a fundamental machlokes in the Rashba and Tosfos, how to define the chazaka of an animal, and we see that the Rashba and Tosfos will hold opposite from each other in various halachic shalos that come up like Sofer treifa. There is an interesting shita which seems to be a third mahalach how to learn this Indian. The Rambam has the Gemara Daf Nun Gimel that we discussed of Safek Drusa. Tosfos, as we mentioned, Daf Mem Gimel, compares Safek Drusa and says will be Machmir by Yoshev Lokais Bavoshe to go to Chumra. Because every Safek Treva will go to Chumra, according to Tosfos, if there's reason to assume that it's Treva. The Rambam says clearly that only Safek Drusa do we go to Chumra. Meaning to say, if there's any other Safek, if the animal's hitting the floor from the conveyor belt, or there's any other problems that we see, there's any other internal organs that are damaged, and we don't know if they were rendered treifa before the shechita or not, we will go l'kula, because every animal has a roiv that does not belong to treifas. It has a chazaka also that it was not a treifa at some point. Mashen came, the Rambam says, by Savuk Drusa, since Drusa is the case that the pasuk refers to when it says "ubasa basad the treif aloise chelu," therefore over there were more machmir. This Rambam is very difficult to understand. There's no chilik in halacha between the treifa, which is mentioned specifically in the pasuk, "ubasa basad the treif," an animal which is torn apart by a wolf attacking it, or a treifa of the animal had cancer of the intestines, and because of that there was a hole in the intestines which would cause the animal to die. There's no difference in halacha. The same way, if somebody eats a kazayis of one, he gets malchus. If he eats a kazayis of the other, he gets malchus. The same way, if a piece of treifa meat from a drusa falls into a pot, if there's no bottle b'shishim, it asses the whole pot. The same is true by a treifa of nekuvas me'ayim. There's no halacha difference between two types of treifas. The fact that one is mentioned in the pasuk and one is not mentioned in the pasuk is l'chair of no regard in halacha. What does the Rambam mean to say? L'chayra v'shteit in the Rambam, what the Rambam is telling us is that whenever we have a suffix, there's some type of issue calling into question the kashrus of an animal, be'etzem we have a b'faneinu, we see most animals as kosher. There's a right. When we look at an animal, we see a basic assumption that the animal in front of us is kosher. Again, until proven otherwise. The fact that it has some type of problem does not challenge that assumption. However, when an animal is a drusa, since the Torah specifically refers to a drusa as a problem, the Torah says when an animal is attacked in the field, it becomes a treifa. When we look at this animal, we don't see in front of us kosher animal. We see in front of us problem. Instead of seeing a green light, we see in front of us red light because the Torah told us that's a red light. In that case, the Rambam says, since what we see in front of us is a problem, because the Torah calls it a problem, then that treifa has a chumrah, that since we see the problem, it's not just that there's, we see some type of damage in the animal, and that gives us a red light that maybe internally there's some type of problem with the animal. We see the problem because that's the problem the way the Torah describes it. We see the treifus bifoneinu, that means that we can't look at the animal and see kosher animal. It's a little bit of a mechudish dika hagdara. There's no logical reason why it should be that way, but the Rambam is telling us a klal. In terms of chazaka, when we see something definitive as a problem, even if the problem might not cause the iser, but since the problem is defined as a problem by the Torah, that calls into question the kashrus of the animal. Any other problem is only a smoke signal, so to speak, that maybe there's a problem with animals. So mela, until we know for sure there's a problem, we don't see that there is a problem. I'd like to take this type of concept a step further. That there are certain treifas where even though logic would not dictate a chilik between two types of problems, but there's one problem which is defined as treifa, there we see a problem, and there's one type of treifas which is not bifoneinu a treifus. It's only that we see in front of us something which might be a treifa, which is only leads us to suspect that internally there's a treifa, and over there will still retain the status quo of the animal, that the animal is not a treifa. Specifically what I'm talking about, there are other examples, but I'd like to give one. One of the treifas that's mentioned in the Mishnah, it's mentioned in the Mishnah later on, but it's as one of the treifas which is kosher, is Nutal HaKoved. Nutal HaKoved is a treifa. Koved is the liver of the animal. If the whole liver was removed, let's say the animal was attacked and the whole liver was removed, or there was some type of internal injury and the liver had a hole in it, the loss of a liver will kill an animal, the animal is rendered a trefa. However, the Mishnah later on tells us that nutal akovet v'nishtayim imenu kezayis, if there's a significant piece of the covet, the size of the kezayis, remaining and that part of the liver is healthy, then ultimately the animal's liver will rejuvenate itself, as is the case with many internal organs, that even where part of the organ was removed, eventually the organ will resuscitate itself and it will grow back. And the Gemara says that we have Halacha Moshe Sinai, that Nutal HaKov V'Nishtayim V'Menu Kezayis, we say that the animal will in fact rejuvenate the liver and the animal is considered kosher. Now, if we have a Nutal HaKov, there's a piece left, and the shochet, in the midst of all the taking apart, the disassembling the animal, the piece is not clear, the piece was cut in, the piece of kove that was left over was removed or got lost, and we don't have a clarity in whether that piece was a kezayis or not. Over there we have to go to chumrah. Over there we have to go to chumrah, and until we know for sure that the piece of kove which was left in the animal at the time of shlita was a kezayis, we go le chumrah. There's a similar type of trefa, which l'chari contradicts this. There's a trefa called nutal oir. If the skin of an animal was removed, if all the skin of an animal, the animal was skinned, literally, b'chayel, there the animal is not considered viable for a long-term life, and the animal is considered a chosa and a trefa. However, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, if a certain amount of skin was left over, gildo, if only a certain amount of skin was left over, there's a shear of it's measured in the size of coins of a seller, has to be in certain places. The Gemara discusses it later on by Rikus. If there's a suffix, if that amount of skin was left on the back of an animal, over there we go lekulo. Now, both of them seem to be the same halacha. If the skin was taken and if the liver of the animal was taken, are both trefa, and if a certain amount was left over, then we don't have the problem. So why should one go to Kula and one go to Chumra? Based on the precept that we brought out from this Rambam, I'd like to draw a distinction between the two types. It would seem that Nutala Kovet, the fact that Kovet is one of the major internal organs, a liver, same way a person can't live without a liver, an animal can't live without a liver. If the liver is gone, the animal is dead, as good as dead. The animal will die. Therefore, when a kovet is missing from an animal, when we look at the animal, we see a trefa. Now, it could be that there's something here that could save the day. If a piece was left over of a kezayis, then that might bring about a resuscitation of the animal's, it might rejuvenate the animal's liver. But be soid, when we're looking at the animal, do we see a trefa or do we not? We see a trefa. Why? Nutal kovet, the animal be'etzim is a trefa. Masha'enkin by skin, the Gemara is clear that the Rishonim explained that the skin of an animal is not necessary for it to live. An animal could be skinned, an animal could live. The problem is only that if the whole skin is removed, that then ultimately the lack of protection from the elements will destroy the internal organs of the animal. That's the problem. The problem is not the nutal oir. The nutal oir is a problem because of what will happen. Therefore, when we look at an animal that's nutal oir, that all its skin is removed, do we see trefa? No. What we see is that if all the skin is removed and that amount of skin is not left over in order to rejuvenate the growth of the skin, that it will grow back to protect the internal organs of the animal, what we see in front of us is a problem. What we see in front of us is not trefa. Either halacha is the same in the two cases. Nutal oir completely is treif. Nutal kovet completely is treif. Yes. But in terms of status quo, when we see one, we see in front of us a trefa. When we see nutal kovet, we see an animal which is chaser. When we see nutal oir, we don't see a trefa. We see a situation which will bring trefas. Therefore, if we have a suffix, if that situation exists, the animal still has a status quo of being a kosher animal. Masha'enga by nutal kovet, when we see in front of us an animal without a liver, we see in front of us a trefa. Aye, maybe there's a piece left over that would be able to rejuvenate the liver, maybe, but maybe not. When we're looking at the animal, we don't see a kosher animal. Therefore, we have to be machmir. This is the same concept, conceptually. The Rambam doesn't say this distinction, but conceptually the idea is the same. And that's why the Rambam is saying, Sofik druso, even though it was only attacked, and we don't see that the internal organs of the animal are damaged, but since the Torah calls a trefa by the name Treifa, then we see that a Drusa is, when we're looking at it, we see an animal which is, we see both of us on the Treifa. If that's the case, when we look at it, we don't see any more the status quo that we assume it to be a kosher animal. Therefore, it's Treifa. Maybe it didn't penetrate internally, it doesn't make a difference. There we have to go to Chumrah. Therefore, the Rambam holds that that's only true by Sefer Drusa. By any other case, when we don't know for sure whether the animal was rendered a treifa, we see a broken leg, we see damage to some of the animal's internal organs, but we don't know if they were damaged in a way that would make a treifa. We see Yoshev Lakoitz Bavoshet. In other cases, we see the Gemara discusses a case of where there's water on the brain and it's not clear if it penetrated the membrane of the brain. Over there also the Machlokes HaPosekim, there's Ramo with the Maran Milublin in Yerodei Simenun. Over there also, in all those cases, the Rambam would be Mekel. Why? Because when we're looking at it, we don't necessarily see treif. What we see is problem, but most animals are kosher. So as far as the eye sees, we still see a kosher animal. When we look at Drusa, we see treif, because the Torah calls it treif. Therefore, until proven that the internal organs are complete, intact, and were not damaged, the Maisa Drusa itself of being attacked in the field is itself enough to call into question the kashrus status of the animal, therefore the animal's treif. Agav, these type of ideas of chazokot, is the status quo of a chazokah on the physical mitzvahs of the animal? Is it on the din of the animal, as we discussed in Machlekes Rajmataisus? Is it in terms of our definitions, in terms of the Torah's definition? These concepts do come into place in other cases. Lamashal, if there's a woman who, it's not clear her husband died, and it's not clear if he has a brother, who, if the brother is alive, then the woman cannot, if the woman didn't have children, the woman is mechuyev chalitza. In certain cases we're machmir, in certain cases we're mekel, and a lot of the gedorim of chazaka are mitlutoli and things that are discussed in our sugis. The Rishonim bring parallels. So the ideas that we're discussing come into play in various arenas in Shas, both in Evin Ezer, in sugis and Yevamis, both in sugis and Ksubis, whether a woman is kosher to get married to a kohen or not get married to a kohen. It's beyond the scope of the shir to discuss different cases, but the concepts are important as a rule wherever we meet them in Shas.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.